Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And this is Sam.
All right, so Sam, I want to ask you, who was someone that you really admire?
Okay, someone I really admire. Let me think. I think I would say Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, because in Thor 3, the Ragnarok one, he looks really, really good.
I agree. And also, I think he's actually a really nice person, it seems.
Yes.
He seems very down to earth. Like, he's not a really stuck-up celebrity.
No, not at all. Yeah, nothing like Taylor Swift.
Oh, going into the gossip now. Yeah, I think I like people who are really nice, down-to-earth people, and they really inspire a change in something.
Yes.
So, for example, Wonder Woman, the Gal Gadot who
plays Wonder Woman,
I think she's also like that as well. She's also a very, she's not like, you know, oh, look at me, I'm very beautiful, and like, you know, she's very stuck up. But she also, I think she has a really good heart.
And what's really cool is
she actually was in the army before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because in Israel.
In the army.
Yeah. In Israel, women have to join the army.
Yes.
So she was in the army before. So I think, wow, that's pretty amazing to learn that she's such a strong woman. And I also heard that during filming, she was pregnant when she was filming.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it shows that she has a really great character as well.
Okay, that must be really hard.
I know. So I really admire her,
yes.
And I really admire people like that who can really, you know, make a change and just show that you're strong and you're positive as well. So yeah, this is what our topic is about for our writing today. Is the title is If I Could Be Someone Else. So you can kind of think about someone that you maybe really admire, or you think is really cool, or you want to live in their life, you want to live in their shoes for a day. You could think about someone like that. But before we begin, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to learn about what our prompt is. Okay, so let's take a look at our writing prompt for today.
OK, 所以呢今天我们写作的主题呢就是 If I could be someone else. OK, 如果我可以成为哪一个人呢，注意到呢我们今天是使用假设语气的写法，这个呢是这个学测考试非常喜欢考的一个题目，如果我可以怎样，如果我可以怎样。OK, 所以呢我们这边说明就是说了，我们每天过着千篇一律的生活，日复一日的例行公事有时难免令人感到厌倦，这时候呢我们就会羡慕渴望别人的生活，希望我们能够成为那个人。OK, 请写一篇文长至少120个单词的英文作文，文章分成两段，说明如果你能成为别人，你会想成为谁，并说明你的理由。
Okay, so, yeah, I think it's true. Every day is also...You know, it's almost the same for us. We do the same things every day.
Yes.
We're like robots. It's very repetitive. We all wake up, go to school, go to work. We do our things. It can get a little bit boring sometimes. So if we could be someone else for a day, who would it be? We need to write 120 words. And into two paragraphs, we have to talk about who this person is and why we want to be this person.
Okay, 所以呢今天呢我们就在讲说，假如你能够成为随便一个人，你想要成为谁哦？所以呢刚刚在开头的时候我们在讲说，我们想成为他，想成为谁，不管是雷神索尔还是神力女超人，只要你想得到的，你喜欢那个人或是你很羡慕那个人呢，你呢都可以把它写在你的文章里面。但是呢注意到了，我们呢一定要写这个你会写的、哦、假如说他名字很难你不会拼，那呢考试的时候我们基本就不要写这个人了、哦
That's right. All right, so what's really fun about this is that you have so much room to be creative. So like Sam and I discussed, we can be superheroes.
Yes.
We can be celebrities. We can be world leaders, presidents. Exactly. Okay, so we can take a look at some grammar tips first from Sam.
Okay, 所以呢注意到了，因为呢我们这边呢讲的是 if I could be someone else, 如果我可以当别人呢，这个呢是假设语气的用法，这个在考试刚才讲过了，非常喜欢考这种文法的这种写作了。 OK, 所以呢我们呢注意到，我们是说呢假如你能够成为谁，这个呢我们就要和现在事实相反的假设语气了。 OK, 所以呢和现在事实相反的假设语气其实非常简单，我们呢就是使用 if, OK, if, 但是呢因为是和现在事实相反，所以呢我们在里面呢我们要用的动词呢必须使用的是过去简单式哦。那 be 动词呢我们则是要使用 were。 举个例子咯，假如我是你呢，我会立刻向 Tiffany 道歉。If I were you, I'd apologize to Tiffany at once.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Just kidding.
事实上呢，我并不是你哦，所以呢，假如我是你 ，OK， 这个是和现在事实相反。 所以呢，我们里面是用的是这个过去简单式。其实呢，有很多人觉得说这个为什么一定要用前一个时态，很多人觉得很奇怪。但是呢，其实你只要想说呢，因为我们后面那句是现在哦，我会怎么做，这个是现在。那因为呢，要发生在现在之前，所以呢，我们前面呢用的是过去简单式，这样想就不会太难了。我们再举个例子了。如果呢我家大楼楼下有停车位的话，我就会买车。 OK， 事实上呢没有停车位，我也没有买车，但是呢我会买车，这个是现在的事情。所以呢如果我家有停车位，有停车位这个事情发生在买车之前，所以呢我们后面用现在式，前面呢就要用过去简单式了。 If I had a parking space in my building， 如果在我家大楼里面有停车位的话， I would buy a car。 OK，所以呢我们的句型呢就是前面呢加上这个动词呢是用过去简单式，那后面呢我们是使用 would, could, should, might 这种搭配假设语气使用的助动词了。
嗯哼。
那另外呢在这边很常使用的另外一种用法呢，也是表示和现在时是相反的了。这个呢是使用 wish， OK， wish 呢就是希望，但是呢希望在这边我们是用但愿， OK， 我多希望啊，我但愿怎么样，但是呢这个通常是和现在事实相反，所以呢我们通常在这样子的文章里面呢，我们也可能会使用到这样用法了。举个例子咯， Doris wishes that she had the money to take a trip around Europe。朵莉丝呢真希望她有钱能够环游欧洲，但愿有钱哦，希望有钱，但是呢她没有钱，这个呢一样是和现在事实相反的假设语气。
I wish that I could have money to take a trip around the world.
Yes.
Or I could say, if only I had a lot of money, I would travel the world. So I hope that happens. Fingers crossed, I'm checking my lottery ticket tonight. Okay, again, so for all pieces of writing that we have to do, we should brainstorm. So we brainstorm, we write an outline, and then we can write our first draft, and then you can edit, and then you can submit it.
OK， 所以呢一样哦，不管是什么样的写作，我们前面呢都要经过这段是这个 brainstorming， 就是呢脑力激荡的时候，我们可以想一些我们呢可以有天马行空的句子哦，天马行空的点子，然后我们再把它收敛来进行，我们最后把它变成一个完整的文章。
So let's do our brainstorming first. Sam, if you could be someone else for a day, who would it be?
Okay, for a day, I think I would be Taylor Swift.
What? I thought you didn't like her.
No, I don't like her, but I think she's rich, she's skinny, and she can date whoever she wants. Everybody hates her. So it must be fun.
You mean it must be fun to be kind of, you know...kind of the bad girl.
Yeah, because I mean, every day in real life, you care about what other people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you care about their thoughts. Like, if he hates me, if I do this, I might irritate her or something. Mm-hmm. But if you're Taylor Swift, I mean, you're like a modern day rock star. You do whatever you want.
Okay, that's true. I mean, she is super famous. She does have a lot of money. She doesn't have time to, you know, really care too much about what every single fan says. Maybe I could be Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
Or I could be one of the Kardashians too.
I
don't know.
That's also very nice.
That would be really fun. Do you admire Taylor Swift at all?
Not really.
Okay, well, I do have to say she's very smart for...
Yes.
For running her own, I think like for her in this music business,
yes,
she's actually
yes.
quite smart. She makes a lot of money. She knows how to target her audience.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
yes,
Taylor Swift fans. We're analyzing her. But then, I do have to say something positive about her.
Yes,
she is quite talented and she is a smart girl.
She's very good at what she's doing.
Exactly.
I mean, she's writing songs and everything.
So she's really good. She's talented. Okay. And then, of course, there's other things that you guys can think about. We won't say too much about Taylor Swift because I know you guys might be fans of her. But let me think.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would like to be Natalie Portman.
Okay.
Good choice. I want to be Natalie Portman. And on this day...We are going to have a very important shoot for Christian Dior.
Ah, okay. So which commercial?
I want to do that Miss Dior commercial. Have you seen it?
Yeah, the fragrance one.
Yeah, the fragrance one. I really, 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 really love it because I see all her dresses and I see all these, like, you know, places that she gets to film in. And I just think, wow, it must be so nice to be an actress because you can go travel and film in all these really interesting locations.
Yeah.
And and you make a lot of money. You get to wear beautiful dresses.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah. I remember that commercial. I remember she was in the garden. It's very romantic and beautiful.
I know. I love it. It gives me a lot of like great, like, oh, it's so French. It's so beautiful. I want to be like that too. You know, I actually had, I have this thing where, do you know who Marie Antoinette is?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the movie, the more modern movie, Marie Antoinette by Sofia Coppola?
I never seen the movie, Kirsten Dunst. But I know the movie.
Yes. Oh my God. I love that movie because it's about Marie Antoinette.
Yes.
And it's filmed in the Palace of Versailles.
Oh, really?
Yes. So really filmed in the Palace of Versailles. And then in the movie, they also have all these beautiful, like, 15th century dresses. And,
Very dramatic.
You know, in the French back then, they were into, you know, the luxurious and extravagant thing. So every time when I watch that movie, I'm just like, oh, I wish I was Marie Antoinette. I don't wish I was Marie Antoinette. I wish I lived in the Palace of Versailles.
Okay.
And that I can wear those dresses and run down the palace steps or something.
Yeah. So, right before the revolution.
Before the revolution. Don't cut off my head. But that movie, for example, it makes me feel like, wow, it must be so nice to be an actress because, you know, you get to wear these costumes you're in this beautiful palace and Versailles. It's
different
romantic.
Life.
It's beautiful. I know. I would love to be an actress. For me, I like Natalie Portman because I think she's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
And she's a very classy woman. Mm. I like that. I like that kind of, like, you know, classy lady kind of feeling. For me, she's like the modern day Audrey Hepburn.
Ah, yes. Mm. I remember seeing her in the movie Black Swan.
Mm.
Yeah, the way she moves is very graceful.
Yeah, so I really like that kind of personality or this feeling from Natalie Portman. All right, so yeah, you guys can think about it. There are so many people that you can be. We talked about being superheroes before. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, we talked about Thor and being Chris Hemsworth. Maybe I could be Chris Hemsworth's wife, you know?
That'd be nice.
His wife for a day.
Yeah.
You could be a movie director. You can be a president of a country. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
You could be so many people. You can be even someone in the past, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. 所以呢，在今天的文章中，我们刚刚讨论很多。最重要的就是，没错，你想要当谁就可以当谁，不管是当总统啊，当这个里奥纳多·迪卡比奥，还是你想要当任何人，只要你想得到的、虚构的、真实的都可以，只要你能够在文章里面陈述出来，让别人认识他，并且解释你为什么想要当他就可以咯。
And we actually have an example here, and I think actually a lot of people might choose this person just because he's really cool.
Okay, so who is that?
Of course, it's the mighty Thor. It's a really great choice because he's strong, he's funny.He has big muscles.
Yes.
A lot of women like him. And plus, he's immortal. Means that he cannot die.
Yeah. I would love to. But like I said, maybe just Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, just the muscle is good enough. I don't want to be immortal.
You just want to feel what it's like to have big muscles and to have girls. But, oh, you're so handsome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we can use Thor, the superhero, as an example.
Mm-hmm, why not?
All right, so we could develop a topic sentence. We can probably start off by saying, if I could be someone else, I would be the mighty Thor.
Mm-hmm, okay, that's very easy to start our first sentence. Okay, 所以呢，我们这边主题哦 ，If I could be someone else， 如果我可以当别人哦，所以在这边我们范例句的这个主题句呢，我们就直接用这个句子来开头了。假如我可以当任何人呢 ，If I could be anyone else， someone else， I would be the mighty Thor。我呢就要来当雷神索尔喽。
All right. So why do we want to be Thor?、
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can talk about his qualities first, or we can give an introduction about this person, who this person is. Because remember, maybe the person you choose, people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you chose someone like, I wish I were my dad for a day.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know who your dad or your grandfather or these people are. So it could be someone in your everyday life as well, remember. So we don't know who these people are. You have to kind of give a short introduction to the reader so they kind of understand who this person is. And then they can understand why you admire them or why you want to be this person. So it's better to give like a really quick and short explanation first.
Okay, 没有错。所以呢，我们想当谁都可以。在这边我们不管是要当雷神索尔，要当钢铁人，还是要当你的爷爷，当你的爸爸都可以。但是呢 注意到、哦、这些人呢，可能这个读者并不认识他，所以呢，不管是名人或是不是名人呢，在我们这个写文章的时候呢，最好还是一下介绍这个人是谁，他有什么特色，这个特色呢之后呢，你也可以延伸下来，就是呢，你为什么想要当他的理由。所以我们在文章里面记得要做一些简单的介绍跟解释。
And also some ideas, you can talk about how you're similar or different than this person.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about the quality this person has and some qualities that you don't and maybe that you can learn from as well. So there's so much to talk about if you want to write about this topic as well.
没有错。所以呢，我们呢在介绍的时候呢，你呢就可以带出你为什么想要当他的理由了。那这边介绍的时候呢，我们可以这个介绍很多事情了。比方说呢，他有什么人格特质，那呢你可能跟他什么方向很像，或者呢你什么地方跟他很不像，或者呢他有些特色是他有你没有的，你很想要。比方说呢，像雷神索尔呢，他的这个有很大的肌肉，我呢练不出来，所以呢我想要跟他一样，所以呢这个就可以成为是我想要成为雷神索尔的一个理由，在文章里面我们就可以用这样子的方式来写。
And that's right. So we thought about our topic sentence. So our topic sentence again is, if I could beat someone else, I would be the mighty Thor. All right. So now let's think about some details. So what do we want to tell the readers? For example, we could say, A, we both have lots of responsibilities and like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're just students.
Yeah. You're just a student. What responsibilities you have,
Well, I mean, students, they do have to study a lot.
Yes.
For tests. They have homework. And I'm sure there's a lot of things you have to do as students. We can try to think back to what it was like for us in high school or in college.
Yeah, but it's nothing like Mighty Thor. You have to
save the world. Save his girlfriend.
Yeah, everything.
Stop his brother from messing around. Okay, there's responsibilities, but I would say maybe the level of responsibilities is very different. It's hard to compare them, but anyways, it's okay. I agree with like to have fun. So Thor is a fun guy.
Yes, that's true.
He's really silly. So yeah, that's okay. You can also say something like, I love to be strong like Thor and fight bad guys.
OK, 所以呢，我们刚刚讲到说呢，我们可以讲说我们有什么相似的地方。比方说像第一句呢，我们说，诶，他就这个范例句呢，就是说呢，诶，他跟索一样呢，很喜欢这个 have fun, 很喜欢这个好玩的事情哦，而且呢他们都一样愿意承担很多责任。那第二个呢，就是说呢他想要像索尔一样有什么东西，比方说呢他说 I love to be strong like Thor, 想要跟呢索尔一样强哦，怎么样 and fight bad guys, 跟这些坏人来打斗。OK, 这个呢就是你想要做的事情，想要跟他一样的事情。
I wonder what it's like to hit somebody. I've never hit somebody before.
Not even slap someone.
Not really. I can't. I'm too nice, so I don't do that. Maybe when I'm really angry, I guess that would happen, but I rarely get too angry to the point where I slap someone. But it would be kind of fun to see what it's like to fight bad guys in movies, right? Thor flies. So that's why we can say, I wish I could fly like Thor. That would save me so much time. I would never be late to work, and I could just fly to anywhere in the world. I don't even have to worry about money, saving money to travel.
Saving money for traveling. Yes, that's a good idea.
That's actually really smart. So if you could fly, that means you could go anywhere. You just have to, carry your suitcase with you and shoo.
Yes.
You're off to wherever you want to go. Okay, and the last one is kind of funny. It says, Thor is also handsome. Yes, who does not want to be a handsome boy or a pretty girl for a day?
Yes. He's blonde, he's muscular.
He's a dream. All right, so for example, in the first paragraph, we could talk about something like this. Now we can move on to our second topic sentence. Now, here maybe you can talk about actual differences and maybe the challenges you might have to face when you are this person. And you can start thinking about what it's like to be in this person's shoes. Okay, so for example, the second topic sentence, we can say, Thor's problems are a lot bigger than mine. Okay. Back to reality. Yes. Remember, he is a god. He is immortal.
Yes.
So he definitely has a lot of huge problems that we normal people cannot face.
Bigger responsibilities.
Huge responsibilities.
Okay, 所以呢，第一段呢，我们都在讲索尔有多好，我跟他有多像，我多想成为他。第二段呢，在我们范例的文章里面，我们就做了一点转折了，我们就回到现实了。我们的主题句呢，就说 Thor's problem are a lot bigger than mine. Okay, 索尔的问题呢，事实上是比我大的要多了。Okay, 在这边呢，我们就有 转折了，所以呢，我们范例文章呢就使用转折方法。但是呢，其实呢，第二段呢，我们在第一段已经讲说呢，它有什么样的特质，我为什么想成为它。那在第二段，除了像我们范例文章是使用转折的用法之外呢，事实上呢，你也可以接续着写下去哦。比方说呢，我可以写说，像我们刚刚讲说，因为所有会费，所以呢，我可以出国旅游都不用花机票钱，我还可以省下很多时间，上班都不会迟到等等等呢。这些事情呢，事实上你也可以放在第二段里面来讲。你呢可以写说呢，成为他之后，我想要做什么事情，在这一天里面呢，我可以做什么事情，这些呢也是可以延续第一段，你可以继续第二段。那在我们这边呢，范例文章里面，我们呢则是使用了这个转折的用法喽。我们就开始讲说索尔的问题。比我的问题来大得多，开始回到现实了。
Mm-hmm. So yeah, not only does he have to save the Earth, our planet Earth, he actually has to save the universe, okay?
Yes.
The universe is so big. And I remember his brother Loki is also, he's also like the one that likes to mess things up.
True, yeah.
Brothers are always like this. All right, so now we're going to talk about the reality of things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he does have a lot of problems that us normal people really cannot do. So, for example, we can say, I only have to worry about tests and homework. So, yeah, being a student is nice. Like, you don't have responsibilities like Thor, where he has to save the universe and get beat up. All you have to do is just worry about taking your tests and doing your homework.
所以呢，在我们这边的第一个句子呢，我们就讲说了 I only have to worry about tests and homework. 我只要呢怎么样来担心我的考试跟功课就好。当一个学生呢，比起当所有来说呢，你需要承担的责任或担心的事情真的是太少了。
Or you can say Thor lost his home and got stuck in space. Right, because in one movie, his home was gone and he was just flying around in outer space.
Yes, yes. We will find it out in next movie, in the Avengers movie.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
But for now, he lost his home, yes, and got stuck in space.
Uh-oh.
With his people, right?
And then the next one says, my brother Sean is always mischievous. Okay, so your younger brother is kind of like Loki. So you also have a mischievous or very, very naughty little brother.
Okay, 所以呢，在第三个句子呢，我们讲说呢，这个人呢，这个范例句，他就讲说呢 my brother Sean, 他的弟弟呢，这个 Sean 呢 is always mischievous. Mischievous 呢，就是说很爱恶作剧的。你也可以讲说 naughty 就是很淘气的。他讲这个呢，是要带出我们下一个点了，因为我们第四个句子呢，我们可以讲说 Thor's brother Loki, okay, the one we're talking about, causes him greater troubles. Okay, 这个造成呢，这个索尔更大的麻烦呢。所以呢，他在这个第三句呢，我们讲说他的弟弟呢也是一个 mischievous, 很爱恶作剧的，就是为了带出来呢讲说，虽然呢我弟弟爱恶作剧，但是呢索尔他弟弟呢 Loki 这个洛基呢更是更严重，他随时随地在背叛他。
He is so, he's such a bad brother.
Worst, really bad.
Worst sibling to have. But I do like Loki the character.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you like him?
He's not really my type.
I liked him. I thought Tom Hiddleston was really cute.
Yeah, he's cute, but I don't like Loki's hair. It's like very greasy.
That's his style. It makes him look more like a villain, I would say.
Yes, yes.
All right, so yeah, we listed out some details. Now we can wrap up our writing and we can think about a conclusion. So, do we want to be Thor for the rest of our lives?Maybe not really. So we can say the best thing would be to be Thor just for a day or just for one day.
Okay. 好，所以呢，因为我们在第二段呢已经转折了，我们第一段呢在讲说，回顾一下第一段呢在讲说索尔有多好，索尔有哪些特质，我多想成为他。那在第二段呢，我们回到了现实，但是呢，索尔要承担的问题呢，要面对问题实在是比我严重太多了。比方说呢，他要拯救星球，拯救他的族人，他呢还有一个很烦的弟弟一直背叛他，甚至想杀他。OK， 所以呢这么严重，这么多问题，所以我们最后下的结论句呢，在范例的文章里面我就讲说了 ，The best thing would be to be Thor just for。OK， 最好的状况是怎么样呢？最好是只要当所有人的当一天，我只要体验一下就好了。这个是我们这边下的结论句。
And Loki can't die, right? You can't kill Loki.
No, he's also
immortal. See, brothers. Troublesome brother. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. writing sample 1. If I could be someone else, I would be the mighty Thor. He is my favorite Marvel superhero. In fact, I think we're a little bit alike. We both have lots of responsibilities, but we both like to have fun. I love to be strong like Thor and fight bad guys and strange monsters. I wish I could fly too, which is something Thor can do. Thor is also handsome, even though he only has one eye now. On the other hand, Thor's problems are a lot bigger than mine. I only have to worry about tests and homework. But Thor just lost his home and he's stuck in space with the last of his people. What's more, there's Loki. I know how it feels to have a troublesome younger brother, believe me. My brother Sean is always getting into mischief. But Loki causes even bigger headaches and always betrays Thor. Maybe the best thing would be to be Thor just for a day to see how it feels. Writing sample 2. Every once in a while when I'm stressed out because of school, I wonder what it would be like to be somebody else. Sometimes, I wish I were one of the astronauts traveling around the Earth in the International Space Station. I would get to experience life in a way few others have. Moreover, with all the advances in technology happening nowadays, it might even be possible for astronauts to travel to Mars in my lifetime. I think it would be absolutely incredible to be one of the first people to land on the red planet. Of course, it's entirely possible that I could become an astronaut myself someday in the future. However, becoming an astronaut is no mean feat. It takes years of study and professional experience to qualify for the training program. On top of that, I would have to pass a rigorous physical exam. If I set achievable goals and work hard, though, it could be possible to turn this dream into an exciting reality. All right, so we hope you guys enjoy the article. Mm-hmm. And then you could think about who you want to be for a day. Be really creative with this. You can be anyone. You can be
Doraemon,
Pikachu, whoever, Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
All right, so that's all the time that we have. We'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.